Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I had sex last night
with the wrong person.
But the thing is, it didn't feel wrong.
This is our secret, okay?
We heard about your mother. We're here to make sure that you're all right.
What if my husband shows up tomorrow with a picture of what I'm supposed to look like, but it's too late and I'm stuck with the wrong face for the rest of my life?
Christina and I were together for 3 years.
Are you going to invite me?
Where?
To the wedding.
Please leave.
A patient's history is as important as their symptoms. It's what helps us decide if heartburn's a heart attack, if the headache's a tumor. Sometimes patients will try to rewrite their own histories. They'll claim they don't smoke or forget to mention certain drugs, which, in surgery, can be the kiss of death. We can ignore it all we want, but our history eventually always comes back to haunt us.
Meredith, she'll accept a certain amount of help, and then she starts to feel suffocated.
Oh, is this... am I suffocating?
Oh, no, and the groceries are just right. It's me. I sometimes overdo it.
Well, who can blame you with everything? After Ellis died, I gave her some time, but I want to be here. I want to help make things easier.
Good, yeah, that's great. Just try to keep it light, you know? Be helpful. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your coffee?
Yes. This all you? I just picked up some things to restock your fridge.
Well, you bought groceries last week.
Yeah, you have to do it every week if you want more.
Well, thank you. Unexpected. You didn't need to do all this.
Is this for everybody?
Absolutely.
I'm going to run. I got to talk to Richard before things get too busy at the hospital. See ya.
Are you going to talk to him about the...
Yeah, wish me luck.
You don't need it. Just make him listen to you. You deserve to be chief. Nice sweater.
My wife.
What?
My wife. She gave it to me. The sweater. Actually, it's my ex-wife. It's amicable.
I'm sorry?
The divorce. It's amicable. Very friendly. I'm a friendly guy.
I'm a friendly guy.
Slow.
She pressed 5 and got off at 3. She'd rather walk up 2 flights of stairs and flirt with you. Hell, she'd rather climb up the outside of the building.
I wasn't flirting.
You're telling me. There's no need to be embarrassed. It's time for you to shake off the rust and get back in the game. You need a wingman.
I have patience to see.
We'd make a great team.
Nothing like a quick ventricular reconstruction to jumpstart your morning, eh?
Okay, you're officially become creepy. Creepy and stalking. Brooke and I have set our date. We're getting married next month.
We both know you're not the marrying kind.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know me anymore.
Well, just to be sure you're fully aware of what you're passing up, I'd like you to assist me on my heterotopic heart transplant today.
What, a piggyback transplant? Seriously?
Burke will want to scrub in too, I imagine. See how it's done.
Heterotopic transplant. He is upping his game. I need a gambit. I need to force him into the defensive. Take his queen. You've never played chess.
I'm not a geek.
Gotta crush him. Gotta annihilate him at his own game.
So it's weird, right? Susan keeps stopping by like this? I mean, we just became friends or semi-related or whatever you call your estranged father's wife.
You may be confused since you were basically raised by wolves, but this is what mothers do. They stop by, they stock the fridge. But dude, you think she might do our laundry?
Hey, get your own fake mom.
Hey. Bad night on call?
Oh. Yeah, when my patient's gooey abscess exploded all over me at 4 a.m.
That was a highlight.
Boy, Mary, I'm very kind. For a sinner's now,
it is. You look nice.
Did you just come from confession in a church?
Shut up.
Izzy Stevens does penance. He did something bad.
Like poo. I'm making through this while I sleep.
Do you want to make a coffee deal? 3 p.m. You could use a little pick me up.
Yeah, it's nice. Really nice.
Good.
Smile. Oh, come on, man. That's not a smile.
Can she?
to me? I know this is going to sound terrible, but I'm not bad looking.
I think beautiful is the word you're looking for.
I was going to say hot.
I was too, but I think I would have gotten in trouble.
You would have.
Still a little swelling. In a day or two, I'll raise that hot to smoking.
Then shouldn't we wait to take the after pictures?
We could, but the sooner we take them, the sooner we get them out there.
Your picture's going to be everywhere. The police, the news, the internet.
But if my face looks completely different, then what good would pictures do?
I was able to maintain aspects of your bone structure, so your face bears some similarities to your old face. Plus, your hair and your eyes are the same.
Do you really think someone might recognize me?
I think you should smile.
I'm telling you, the confession thing, it really works. It's like we have a do-over. Our sin is gone. So you don't have to keep avoiding me.
Yeah, I do. Until the sin blows over, I do. Javier Ruggiero. Javier Ruggiero.
Blows over? What does that even mean?
When Meredith and I eventually blew over, passed.
You mean the sad sex? The sad, tragic, depression-inducing sex you had with Meredith is the same...
I can't. Okay, back off. Just for now. Back off.
Javier Ruggiero.
You're Dr. Isabel Stevens.
Yes. If you're Mr. Ruggiero, though, you're with Dr. O'Malley.
Dr. Stevens?
Our daughter has leukemia and needs a bone marrow transplant.
You're looking for hematology. It's third floor west through these double doors. Second set of elevators on the right. I'm so sorry about your daughter, but Seattle Grace has one of the best bone marrow transplant centers in the country. If you'd like, I can take you up there myself.
No, it's just that you look so much like our daughter. We're Dustin and Caroline Klein. We're Hannah's parents. We're your daughter's parents. You're Hannah's birth mother. Hannah was diagnosed a few months ago with acute myeloid leukemia. We looked you up, and we know that that's wrong, but...
She needs the transplant. We were set to go. We had a donor.
Her donor died. Registry called Hannah's oncologist last night.
Because apparently Hannah hasn't had enough bad luck.
We'd never ask. I mean, we had no intention of bothering you, ever.
But last night, everything changed.
No, of course. Of course, I donate. It's just... A biological parent isn't usually a good donor. I'm only a half match. And I would probably do better getting back on the donor list and waiting.
I know. When you gave her up, we promised to take care of her and to keep her safe. But I can't protect her from this. It's genetic. You have to take care of her.
Every day we wait, she gets sicker.
And if we're lucky, you could be better than half a match.
Yeah. She's here. God, she must be scared.
She's upstairs with my mother.
Can I... I'd like to meet her.
Well, we'd have to check with Hannah.
But if she agrees, of course we'd be okay with it. Isabel, our daughter could die.
Charles, this is Dr. Burke. I've invited him to assist on the surgery.
How do you do, Dr. Burke?
You're playing yourself.
It distracts me from the fact that you're going to have your hands in my chest in a few hours.
And this, Charles, is a former student of mine, a formidable chess player herself, Dr. Christina Yan.
Soon to be Dr. Christina Burke. We're getting married next month.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Perhaps you'd like to explain the procedure, Dr. Yan.
Absolutely. Mr. Redford, instead of replacing your current heart, we're going to attach it to the new heart, essentially piggybacking it. The two hearts pump together, sharing the workload. It's a perfect team.
More accurately, the new heart will circulate blood to the body, while the native heart will pump blood to the lungs. More of a divide and conquer approach, wouldn't you say, Dr. Yang?
Sounds risky.
All surgeries carry a degree of risk, but Dr. Marlowe pioneered the procedure.
And Dr. Burke is one of the foremost cardiothoracic surgeons in the country.
Well, I'll be the one on point, of course, so you've nothing to worry about. You've picked the best man for the job.
What was that?
That was my smug, passive-aggressive, limey ex-boyfriend trying to show me I picked the wrong guy.
No, I'm not fine with it. As long as I'm learning something. I was actually talking about you. What was that?
You're going to have to put up with me being nice and sweet for a little while.
That'll be a nice change of pace.
Shut up.
That's more like it.
Hey, I saw Ava. She looks terrific.
Yeah, she does. Sloan kicked it out.
Yeah, well, you had something to do with that, too.
It's still my job.
Jeez, you cannot take a compliment.
Well, I just don't want people thinking...
What, you're trying to build a perfect woman?
Dr. Montgomery, the police just called. They're on their way over. They think they found Jane Doe's family.
I'm sure you felt that you needed to be even-handed when you announced that you're looking for someone to take over as chief. Give everybody a shot at the brass ring.
I did.
Can we drop that ruse soon?
It's not a ruse.
You promised me the job when I came here. That's why I came.
No, you came because your marriage fell apart and you had to get the hell out of
here. We had an understanding, and now you're having me jump through hoops with every other attending in this hospital. And I hear you're giving Marlowe special privileges to do a piggyback surgery.
This is a teaching hospital, Derek.
My interview didn't go as well as I had hoped. I would like your support with the board. You know my credentials. You know I'm ready.
I only have one vote.
It's a strong vote.
I'm not feeling well.
What's wrong with that girl?
Maybe I can't talk to you when you're making all that noise, so pull it together and get out of here. Now.
I have an 11-year-old daughter. She needs a bone marrow transplant. I'm potentially a good match. Please don't tell anybody, please. This isn't a chapter in my history.
I understand.
She's here. My kid. And I'm supposed to go up to pediatrics and meet her right now, and I thought about this moment. What I would look like. What I would say. But I thought I would be older, more together, more mature. I thought she would be older. I never thought that she would be sick. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What do?
We love our Shannon, but we never got along with her husband.
So she has a husband?
Had. One day while she was at work, he packed up and disappeared.
He didn't want a baby, but she went after him, even pregnant like that.
We hadn't heard from her in months, and then today we saw her picture on TV.
Mr. and Mrs. Waring, the woman we found, if she is your daughter...
Well, her nose is different and her chin, but they'd said that her face had been, you know, changed.
Do you happen to know your daughter's blood type?
She's B positive.
Any medical conditions, surgeries we should know about?
She had her tonsils out when she was 12.
It's her, isn't it? It's Shannon.
Susan. Marin.
Hi. So glad I found you.
Twice in one day.
Is this a bad time? I mean, I know you're always busy, but...
Yeah, no, I'm busy. I'm at work.
Okay, I was, you know, I'd really just love to talk with you. I would love to find a time for you and me to sit down.
I'm sorry. This is too much. Way too much.
You keep showing up. I cannot be your daughter, or your charity case, or the thing that you need to fix.
I have time
no,
to...
No, no. Stop talking, okay? Stop mothering. Just stop.
She is mid-30s, brunette, and 8 months pregnant. If you recognize her, please...
My glamour shot's been on the news at least a dozen times already. Admit it, you're gonna miss me when my fancy family shows up to take me away.
You don't know they're fancy. Open up.
Why? What's wrong with my throat?
How would I know? I haven't even seen it yet. Now open up.
No, not till you tell me. Wait. Someone has recognized me, haven't they? Alex. Alex, you have to tell me who it is, please.
Your daughter's blood type is B positive. She's your age, she's pregnant, your height, your hair color, and she has no tonsils. So now you can open up.
Yeah, please tell me I have no tonsils.
Say no. No tonsils.
Shannon.
Mr. and Mrs. Waring, I ask you to wait. I have tests to complete.
Alex. It's okay.
Your name? It's Shannon Marie.
Marie was my mother's name. Your grandmother.
Shannon Marie.
Okay, discharge beds 1 and 3. 2 needs a social worker. Hold this down for me, O'Malley. I'm going to be out for a while.
Why? What's going on with Izzy?
What's going on with Stevens is none of your concern. What is your concern? Sick people. All these sick people. Until I get back, understand?
Dr. Bailey, just did a consult, trauma 1. Guy has perf. Can I scrub in?
No, you cannot scrub in. You're here with O'Malley for now.
Hey, what's wrong with Izzy?
Bed 7 through 13, start with number 8. He doesn't have much bladder control.
First, Mr. Redford, while Dr. Marlowe is preparing the surgical area, I will be examining the donor heart.
Actually, sorry, I'll examine the donor heart. I want to be sure the IVC orifice is oversewn. Carry on.
Then I'll open your chest and put you on bypass, at which point we will connect the left atrium, then the right atrium.
The superior vena cava. It simplifies the subsequent cardiac biopsies. You didn't read my article in the Cardiothoracic Monthly last year. Did you? Well, I think Christina has a copy of it. Christina, may I?
Oh, of course.
Oh, what on earth is it?
Oh, testing colors.
For the big day, I assume.
I'm thinking, coral?
Hey, Chief, come here. I want to show you something.
I'm busy, Sloan.
Need an update on my patient, room 3129.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Okay. Have that right here.
Like those sneakers. You a runner?
Yeah.
Me too. Maybe we should go running sometime.
Sure. Anything else I can help you with, Dr. Sloan?
Nope. All good. Wingman.
Hannah's in there right now.
She is. You see her, you'll know what to do. Must be nice to know she has parents like this who fight for her, think about what she wants, try to make her happy like you would have. Doesn't mean you don't want that girl to want you.
She's so, so tired.
We left it up to Hannah, and she's just not ready. I'm sorry.
We don't want to force it. Maybe another time?
And when she's feeling better.
No, of course. I understand.
I'm sorry, but the transplant?
Stevens. You can want her to want you all day long, but she has to be here if she's ever going to have that chance again.
I'm sorry. Of course, yeah, I'm ready. Let's get started.
Hey, guess what? I'm a teacher. I teach second grade at North Bend Elementary, or at least I did.
You can get your job back whenever you want. They love you there. When will we be able to take her home?
You want to take her back to...
North Bend. We've got a room all set up for her. Your mom's got all of your books and your letters and diaries.
I kept diaries?
About 800 of them. So even if you don't remember everything now, you will.
You hear that? I can go, right?
Well, you're still getting IV antibiotics, and we're monitoring the baby very closely right now.
Yeah, but you can make it happen, right? Come on, Alex. Don't doctor me. Help me get out of here.
Dr. Montgomery's got you on strict bed rest until your delivery. But I'll ask. Maybe you can do it from home.
Home? Well.
Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
You look horrible. I'm in a horrible mood.
I yelled at Susan. I think I scared off my fake mommy forever.
Need cheering up?
No.
Me either. It's gonna be okay.
You think?
Yeah, Susan will be okay.
How'd it go with the chief?
About as well as you and Susan.
Oh, we make a good team.
Been waiting for you in really old guys' room for 20 minutes. What gives?
Sorry, we decided to eat down here today.
Nobody told me.
Anybody? Move. Anybody know what's going on with Izzy? Something's going on.
Why don't you just ask her yourself?
I would if I knew where she was.
I brought you lunch. You've got stuff on your hands.
I'm trying to scare away Cardio God.
With pretty, pretty fingers?
He takes my rook, I take his bishop. Hey, pouty head. Oh, are you so sad because no face girls, family's taking her home?
Really? Someone claimed Ava?
Yeah, her parents.
She must be so relieved.
Yeah, unless they suck. Can you imagine? You can't remember a family, then they show up and it turns out they're psycho killers.
Or oversharers.
Whatever. She's a patient. I don't give a crap who her parents are or where she goes. Can we move on? One second.
What's up with Izzy?
I told you, it's none of your concern.
No, it is my concern. I demand to know.
I hope I didn't just hear you say you demand. Well, are you her father? Are you her husband? Then stay here and keep your mind on your job. You hear me? Gray. Look, I need to be upstairs, so do not let this out of your sight. Walk this to the lab, watch the lab run the test, bring the test results directly to me, nobody else.
Susie, what's the matter?
You will be discreet and not ask a bunch of questions. Now, this is a private matter. She needs these results now.
Okay. Well, that's a big needle.
It's standard. You should start to feel numb about 10 minutes after I inject the lidocaine, okay?
Yeah, no, I know. I've given epidurals before. I know that's the needle. It's just that somehow it seems so much bigger now that it's going into my spine.
Little stick.
No, God.
You sure I can't call someone? One of your friends? You're going to need somebody to hold your hand.
No. Thank you.
You sure? You know, I can take a lot of pressure. Just as rough as sandpaper.
A little pressure.
Meredith! Tell me where she is.
I can't. If she wanted you to
she
know,
does.
George...
She does. We're just having one of our stupid fights. Do you know how wrong it is if she's really in trouble and I'm not there because we're being idiots? Come on.
She's upstairs in procedure room A. That's all I know.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Montgomery says you can take your daughter home. But she wants to talk to her local OBGYN. There's some things she wants to go over before we release her.
I can't.
Okay, I can go through all this with your husband if...
No, you don't understand. I can't take her home. Girl is not my daughter. She does look an awful lot like Shannon. Sometimes she even sounds like her.
With the surgery and the loss of memory, it's...
A mother knows her own child, Dr. Karev, and that is not my child.
But your husband is...
Look, if that's not Shannon, we still don't know where our girl is. Do you understand? He needs it to be her. Oh, how am I supposed to tell him?
How do I tell either of them?
Mrs. Waring.
Dr. Krebs, would you ask my husband to meet me in the lobby?
You need to face her.
Please, tell her I'm sorry.
Things have changed.
No, nothing has changed. I deserve your support, Richard. Tell me I have it. Tell me I didn't move to Seattle for nothing.
You moved to Seattle to start a new life. And you did. You have a fantastic woman who loves you.
It's not about my personal life. It's about my career.
Do you know what being chief will do to your life? Why the hell do you think I'm getting a divorce? Or dyeing my hair? You can't do it all. Not if you want to be chief.
You couldn't do it all.
And neither can you.
Don't put your mistake on me. Don't. I am the best candidate for this job. You know it, and I know it. And that is the only factor you need to take in consideration here. I don't need your protection, Richard, and I don't want it.
I'm not trying to protect you, Derek. I told Ellis. I promised her that I would look after her daughter.
O'Malley, did Stevens ask for you here?
No, I did not.
Then you need to turn yourself
around.
You're
giving me bone marrow?
This is a private matter.
I'm not leaving.
George.
No. Make me.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm starting now.
Just let me know when you're going to do stuff, okay?
Hey. You okay? I got it here.
Fine. Stevens, I'm going. Unless you need me to call security.
I'll manage. Thank you. You should back off.
You didn't tell me you're having a hole drilled in your damn hip. For who? What's this private matter?
Okay, I'm going in when you're ready.
Just take these two, and that'll free me up.
Oh, no, I'm not here to work. I'm sorry. I haven't slept in like 2 days, and I'm actually looking for George. We're supposed to meet up for coffee.
Oh,
so.
Okay, he's with Izzy, I think. So, if you're not here to work, I'm just going to take these back. Thanks.
15 blade. Suction, please. Dr. Burke, you're not using the superior transseptual approach for the atriotomy, are you?
Is that a problem?
Not at all, unless your intention is to kill the patient.
Dr. Marlowe, from what I've read...
Yes, well, reading about a procedure is one thing, and performing it is quite another. If it's my mistake, I should never have allowed you to scrub in. I think it best, from this point on, that you simply observe... Suction, please. Hurry up.
You should use the wheelchair. You'll be sore.
I'm aware. I'm fine now. Thank you.
You mean pantless but fine?
Crap.
Stan?
Private matter, she's mine. Don't look at me. I could see across to the far. My mother wanted me to keep her. And they were friends, they were. But I knew, even at 16, I knew that baby deserved better than life.
at Jayla's trailer park. And now she's here. And she might be dying and she doesn't want to meet me. Oh, crap. I didn't think I really cared. She said no. How about that? I could say Hail Marys until I turn into Mary, but I still miss you. Not the sex. It was not tragic, George. But I'll live without it. I won't make it if you can't be my friend. If we can't.
What you did today. You should be proud. I'll get an orderly to take you downstairs, but I have to go.
Some surgery. And Colin was...
Bryant. He's a gifted surgeon.
Listen, I had a question. When you moved the atrium to the vena cava, why did you switch from 3-0 to 5-0 sutures?
You want to use the finest sutures you can for vascular structures. Delicate tissue demands a delicate touch.
Right. That makes sense. Thank you.
Of course. See you at home?
Yeah. How long have you been standing there?
Long enough. Been playing our little game all day long. But what I just saw, that was real. The question you asked him about the sutures, that was from my paper, the paper you helped me write. You already knew the answer. Christina Yang, I knew, was concerned with excellence. She would never play the part of the helpless girl trying to build up her grown man's ego. What has become of you?
I've learned that sometimes you have to think about other people.
You've compromised yourself.
No.
I'm going home. You're right, it's senseless. Coming here, chasing after a job that was beneath me, just so I could be near a woman who... A woman who apparently no longer exists. Best of luck with the wedding.
There they are. I can't. You look. Please, you look for me.
Okay.
We were funny in the old days.
She's getting the infusion. You did it.
Is she? How does she look?
You can see it for yourself. It's okay, she can't see us from here.
Kept us happy in our sad town.
She's got your eyes and your mouth. I mean, she probably talks a lot and eats a lot. If she's in pain, she's not letting on. Man, she's tough.
temperature or something, Anna.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. I think she's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a heartbreaker.
Need some help with that?
I know you didn't just wander in here to help me change pillowcases.
You warned me she could become a problem.
Well, Meredith?
You know, you love somebody. You think you can handle it all.
You've done all right, both of you.
I came out here to be chief. And Meredith complicates that.
Huh. Now, if this turns into an either-or, you pick the person you love and a story. Look, all of this means nothing if you're alone.
Oh, crap. My coffee. I'm sorry. I forgot. I got so busy.
Oh, yeah? With what?
The clinic. The patients and everything. You know how it is. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know how it is. I'm really tired. I'm really, really tired. So I'll see you at home.
Okay.
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 Solitaire.
My dad taught me. That sounds so weird. My dad. Good weird, though. So, you and the redhead gonna let me go home? Or are you too busy making eyes at each other to even ask? What?
Ava.
No. It's Shannon.
Listen.
My name is Shannon. Shannon Marie.
I'm sorry.
Those are supposed to be my people. I belong with them, Alex. I'm supposed to go with them.
Your people, we don't even know who they are yet.
You don't want to find them. You want to keep me all to yourself. Well, here I am. Your pathetic, captive audience. Isn't it sad that I'm the best you can do?
Ava.
My name is not Ava! You made it up! It's not me! Get out! Get out!
Some people believe that without history, our lives amount to nothing.
Sloan, you brought me to a bar. Ooh. You know I don't drink.
Which is perfect. Better to keep your mind sharp. Let the ladies do the drinking.
You think if you get me laid, I might make you chief?
At some point, we all have to choose. Do we fall back on what we know?
I hear Dr. Marlowe is going home.
About time.
The big announce, the hand holding. Well played. Now you can get back to being Christina.
Or do we step forward to something new? It's hard not to be haunted by our past. Our history is what shapes us, what guides us.
Seriously. Okay, that stops right now.
It's just I'm waiting for Derek, and I'm very tired.
I don't care. Let me in.
Excuse me.
It's freezing out here, and I've been working myself up to saying this, well, for a while now, so I need you to let me in now, please. It's my fault your father didn't fight harder for you. I knew about you. I could have pushed him to be a part of your life. I should have pushed him. You were a child. We were the adults. But we were just married and it was new and that's what I cared about. And I know the groceries and everything are a little much. That's just what I do. I mean, quit looking at me like I'm crazy, because that's not fair. I'm just trying to find a way to be there for you, the only way that I know how. And if you can't accept that, fine. Just stop being so rude. And I... Okay. I'm overstepping again, aren't I?
As mothers go, I've only ever known overbearing, never overprotective. This is all new. It's okay.
It is?
Yes. Our history resurfaces time after time after time.
Not just surgery, but chief of surgery.
Really?
Well, not for much longer, really. I'm gonna go. Over there. Hold down the fort, chief. So, you come here often?
Oh, sometimes. It's on my way home from bio class.
Excuse me. Is this seat taken?
No. it was nice talking to you.
You too.
The last time I tried to pick up a woman, I had a Harvey Wallbanger in one hand and an afro pick in the other.
Oh, Richard.
What do you think about it? I mean, when you're married, you like to think you still have a game.
Practice on me.
I'm sorry?
Mark's right. I mean, he's wrong about so many things, but he is right about this. You need to get back out there, so practice.
Aston, I wouldn't know where to start.
Ask me to dance.
Well, there's no dance floor.
So, ask me anywhere.
So we have to remember. Sometimes the most important history is the history we're making today.